Prologue. A silence of three parts. Dawn was coming. The Waystone Inn lay in silence, and it was a silence of three parts. The most obvious part was a vast, echoing quiet made by things that were lacking. If there had been a storm, raindrops would have tapped and pattered against the cellus vines behind the inn. Thunder would have muttered and rumbled and chased the silence down the road like fallen autumn leaves. If there had been travelers stirring in their rooms, they would have stretched and grumbled the silence away like fraying, half-forgotten dreams. If there had been music... But no. Of course there was no music. In fact, there were none of these things. And so the silence remained. Inside the Waystone, a dark-haired man eased the back door closed behind himself. Moving through the perfect dark, he crept through the kitchen, across the tap room, and down the basement stairs. With the ease of long experience, he avoided loose boards that might groan or sigh beneath his weight. Each slow step made only the barest tap against the floor. In doing this, he added his small furtive silence to the larger echoing one. They made an amalgam of sorts, a counterpoint. The third silence was not an easy thing to notice. If you listened long enough, you might begin to feel it in the chill of the window glass and the smooth plaster walls of the innkeeper's room. It was in the dark chest that lay at the foot of a hard and narrow bed. And it was in the hands of the man who lay there, motionless, watching for the first pale hint of dawn's coming light. The man had true red hair, red as flame. His eyes were dark and distant, and he lay with the resigned air of one who has long ago abandoned any hope of sleep. The Waystone was his, just as the third silence was his. This was appropriate, as it was the greatest silence of the three, holding the others inside itself. It was deep and wide as autumn's ending. It was heavy as a great river smooth stone. It was the patient, cut-flower sound of a man who is waiting to die.